Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
23666.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Michael Williams.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm not locating an account so far. May I ask the reason for your call today?
A pending charge from your company on my credit card for $25.04.
Yeah, okay. All right. The amount of the charge, say that again.
$25.04.
All right. So that doesn't look like it or sound like a charge that would come from this company, but please verify. Let's see. What was the date of it? I'm sorry?
7 hours ago. Today's date.
Okay. And so the Michael Williams is a common name. Will you verify the email address on file so I can locate
MJ,
the correct?
MJWilliams2956@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let me take a look here. All right. And if you will please verify your shipping address. I believe I've located the correct account.
121 Kincaid Lane, Hampton, Virginia, 23666.
All right. Thank you. I've located this account. This is for a Wi-Fi booster. It's showing that it was...
That doesn't work. Yes.
All right, so I'm showing that the account was canceled, and it has.
So why is this charge appear on my account this morning?
Okay, so it has been refunded by chargeback. So it sounds like there's been a dispute with the bank. I'm not seeing. Okay, I see two separate refunds. So our agent issued a refund of $24.93. And then your bank placed a chargeback refund of $25.04. So you would have to call your bank about any charges that you're seeing on your account. Because it's in chargeback, I'm not able to tamper with the account. So it looks like that charge you're seeing is from your bank.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling.